Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, January 14th, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksheen Weber. Our goal in preparing these weekday messages is to encourage and instruct in biblical truth. Today's message is titled, Hopeless. Listen to Brooksheen as she reads the daily text, a narrative account from Acts 27, verse 20.
When neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope of being saved.
Well, like scores of churches all over the world, last night we spent time in intercessory prayer for Haiti, the scores of workers who are lending aid to this devastated country. A number of our people have personal connections. The news reports are understandably horrific, with a large loss of life, suffering, destruction, and homelessness. But it's also at times like this that we witness the best in humanity, with people coming together from all over the world to bring aid and relief to those in utter despair.
When we lived in New England, we periodically attended ministers' fellowship meetings on Martha's Vineyard. With no land accessibility apart from the ferry ride, it's a beautiful island off the coast of Massachusetts that Steve and I enjoy visiting. We recall once riding a freight ferry on the return trip to Cape Cod when the deep, ferocious waves persistently battered against the side of the ferry, about 15 to 20 feet above the water. Spectators were growing increasingly nervous as the fury of the waves did not die down, but rather they increased.
Several pastor friends joined me at the very front of the boat, and as the waves continued to rage, we began to discuss some of the fear and turmoil Paul and his shipmates likely experienced before their ship crashed in Acts 27. Looking back now, we might have been able to turn the bow of that ferry into a sanctuary and preach a salvation message resulting in a number of conversions, the foxhole kind. Well, that is something we didn't do. But needless to say, we were very happy when we finally reached land safely on that particular stormy afternoon.
The daily scripture text is the account of a horrific storm. Today, let's ponder the phrase, "We gave up all hope of being saved." What utter despair the 276 men on board must have felt as the experienced sailors on that boat recognized the severity of the situation. Even the chronicler Luke, who wrote the book of Acts, includes himself among the hopeless.
And we point that out in the sense that Luke wrote, "We gave up all hope of being saved." But Paul, who had earlier warned them not to take the journey to Italy in the first place, had a powerful word of hope and encouragement for the crew. It's in Acts 27, verse 22. "And now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed." As the authorities on board took their orders from their prisoner, Paul, it happened exactly as he prophesied.
We consider the present suffering in Haiti, which in many ways makes our present suffering in any form pale in comparison. Still, some of you listening to us today find yourselves in the midst of a severe storm, figuratively speaking. It may be a health crisis, a family meltdown, or a financial catastrophe. Pertaining to your situation, you may even sense in despair, "This is hopeless." Well, now that is a lie.
There is always hope as we serve the God of hope. Brooksheen and I pray for you as we send this message out, as we do for each message, but we did especially today. We urge each listener to receive this biblical benediction today from Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Now, your situation may seem hopeless, and perhaps it is from our viewpoint, but the God of hope does not work in the natural, rather the supernatural. Jesus said from Mark 10:27, "Humanly speaking, it is impossible, but not with God. Everything is possible with God."
God's supernatural work is not limited to human resources, Earth's time clock, nor man's understanding. Aren't you glad for that? Today, let us pray and hope for the impossible, because it is the impossible realm where we can be certain that God is at work, and especially the situation in Haiti.
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, when those aboard the ship in Acts 27 were looking at the gloomy forecast that appeared for many days, their hopes diminished day by day. And so often that's what leads us to defeat. We fear the raging storm and the damage it will do instead of looking for the peacemaker who controls the winds and the waves. When we consider the scores of relief workers in Haiti, we're reminded that it is their duty to go beyond the dangerous, ransacked rubble to search for human life. They must expect the impossible in order to save lives where it would seem there could be no one alive. We trust you for the miraculous stories that will eventually be reported, reminding us that you are a God of the impossible, bringing hope in the midst of devastation, restoration in the midst of loss. We entrust every one of these workers to your care and pray for their safety, and certainly as well for those who are presently entrapped by the rubble. We pray that there will be Christian believers who will bring the life-saving message of Jesus Christ to the hearts of surviving Haitians, so that their hope is not based on what they see, but in the hope that we have through the Holy Spirit as we trust in you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm sure I really don't need to encourage most of you to be praying for the situation in Haiti, for the Haitians themselves and all of the loss, as well as the people that are going down there to render aid. We do have several songs that we feel supplement the message today. They're available as links from our website. One is My Hope is in the Lord. Great song written, I would say, in the last 10 or 15 years that I've really enjoyed. Happens to be the group, the Tommy Coombs Band, that sings with Franklin Graham. And this is actually a video from one of the crusades. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Thursday, January 14th, 2010. And we want to again remind you that as we place our trust in Christ, there is always hope.